Blog Talk Radio.
WPR Rebuttal is on the air, bringing you insights of the story missed by Wisconsin Public Radio, elaborating upon the narratives the Board of Regents don't want you to hear, and shedding light on perspectives that WPR just won't allow. I'm your host, Senator JPO, and tonight I'm being really quiet because we have a late night edition. And I'm actually podcasting live from a cornfield in western Wisconsin. So the reason for this is I did not have any time whatsoever earlier, I guess not today, but yesterday. Yesterday was Friday because now it's early in the morning on Saturday. But, oh, man. So, yeah, I just had to get in the podcast this early morning to show that, yeah, WPR Rebuttal is still on the air. You know, we're still planning episodes. In fact, if you look at the episode description for this very podcast episode you're listening to now, I have two episodes planned in advance. The one for Friday, June 9th at 11:30 in the morning, going to be a sad commencement speech that exposes the Wisconsin promise as Wisconsin Life, and the podcast of WPR Rebuttal on Friday, June 16th, also at 11:30 a.m., is going to examine the extent to which Wisconsin technical colleges have better job placement than any UW system school. It's just that the reason I need a little more time to research it is because most recent technical colleges data that I could find is a few years old, and I want to reach out to their media liaison to see if he knows of any more recent data that I can share with my audience. But I do know, of course, that for the flagship school, UW-Madison, their job placement rate is not that great. But again, I'm saving this juicy information for the Friday, June 16th podcast of WPR Rebuttal. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/WPR-rebuttal, and you'll see a list of episodes. And at about 11:30 in the morning on Friday, June 16th, you can listen live. You can even call in. We'll have our call number displayed in the episode description, and I will announce a call number online as well. Okay, so tonight's theme is late night broadcast, and really, other than just announcing what I'm working on with future episodes, there isn't too much going on. I mean, it's the middle of the night, but I am literally broadcasting from a cornfield, and I can tell you that there aren't any streetlights in the country. Although earlier I was passing by a bonfire. Yeah, some people had a bonfire off in the distance, and I could hear them talking. And it's pretty funny because, you know, in the country, you think after so many horror films like the Friday 13th films, you know, saw them start off, you know, talking by a campfire, and you would think that after so many horror cliches, people would be like, oh no, there's always going to be someone out there, you know, eavesdropping on us and listening from afar. And it's pretty funny because most of the time it doesn't happen, but sometimes it does, such as when you're going in routes to a cornfield for a podcast. And, oh, yeah, there's a big flash of the summer lightning. I mean, there's not a cloud in the sky, but I see the flashes of lightning. They call it heat lightning. And really, it's just when there's so much moisture in the air. It's obviously, in summer, the air is warmer, and warmer air can hold more moisture. So it's entirely possible to have so-called heat lightning in the absence of storm clouds. And that's just because there's enough moisture, but over a wider area, and that's why heat lightning tends to just be, you see a whole section of sky just kind of glow, but you don't see like the jagged crackle of lightning. I mean, you don't see the jagged bolt of lightning because it's not a storm cloud. You know, heat lightning, the electrons are spread out over a much larger area, so you don't see bolts of lightning. You just see the sky glow intermittently. Okay, so, we have a caller from 920-235. Hey, that's Oshkosh. Okay, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, caller. I'm an unemployed college graduate. I earn my degree in finance and accounting. I can only get work in food service or stacking shelves at Walmart, and I'm very disappointed. Now, you're from Oshkosh. Could you go to UW Oshkosh? Hello? No, not UW Oshkosh. I went to UW La Crosse. Okay. And why did you go to UW La Crosse? It was recommended to me. Well, how old are you? I mean, no offense intended, but you sound like you're a little older. I'm not a traditional student. I won't say exactly how old, but I'm over 40. Okay, so, I mean, what type of job did you have before you went to UW La Crosse? I mean, I was a line operator. I was like a press operator, on the machine lines. Well, I'm not too exactly familiar with the different types of industrial operations. I just know, generally speaking, that I'm a cheesebagger, so most of my stuff is palletizing. I don't actually work on assembly, so to speak. So, okay, assembly is different from line operation. Line operation, you go and you press the lever and it punches out certain parts. It's like metal stamping. Okay, so it's not really assembly, it's punching out metal stamp. Okay, I get you. So, okay, getting back on track here. So you went to UW La Crosse, and you double majored by earning a finance degree and an accounting degree?
Correct.
Okay, and so did you, pay differential tuition? I don't know, what's differential tuition? Okay, so some schools don't have it, but I know that, school I went to, Yale and Milwaukee School of Business, you had differential tuition, and that was just to cover the overage. And so let's not talk about differential tuition. I'm just calling in to talk about how, even as a non-traditional student with a lot of work experience under his belt, the degree did not pay off. Not at all. I think finance and accounting are supposed to be in-demand majors. No, they did not pay off. And I just wanted to vent tonight because I know that this is your subject that you really feel big about. So I just wanted to call in with my support. Okay. Thank you, sir. Looks like he hanged up. Sound a little strange with the voice, I guess. That may have played a role in him not being able to get the job, but I tell you, I'm polished here in my presentation as a presenter of a podcast, and I haven't been able to pass any job interviews for a real career-oriented position, so I'm not holding the guy's unusual voice against him or the fact that, he likes to cut people off when you're speaking. I mean, I know people who are like that, and they've been able to get decent jobs, with or without a degree. What I am saying is that there are intangibles that aren't even evident. And I'll speak to this more in the SAT commencement speech on Friday, June 9th, my 11:30 a.m. podcast. I'll be covering all this in detail. But essentially, it's like people like the guy just called in from an Oshkosh area code. I mean, they, because might or might not get hired, but it's just kind of like, well, I think it has more to do just with the whole lack of social reputation. Like, the guy who called in, he probably doesn't have the greatest social reputation from wherever he hanged out in Oshkosh. I know he said he went to La Crosse a while, and then that's kind of problematic, too, because if you stay locally, for a community college, right? I mean, it is probably just the best thing to just not go to community college unless this is a vocational technical college. Now you can stay local. You help continuously build the same reputation in that area, so to increase your chances of getting a job. Because if you're moving around all the time, you know, you're starting all over with your social reputation. You're nobody when you move around. You're nobody trying to rebuild your social reputation, and it's that much harder to move a job, and that's one of the main reasons why moving for work is horrible advice. Don't do it. Don't do it at all unless you have someone who is in your network and moved out ahead of you and has kind of like paved the way for you to come in with the coterie of people who already respect you, who can build your raise your reputation. Excuse me, I have a hiccup, sir. Raise your reputation for you, and I'm in a cornfield, podcasting live, WPR rebuttal. Well, I gave the preview for the next two podcasts, so you know I'm going to deliver on those because you know my reputation as a podcaster is resting on delivering on what I say I'm going to deliver. So. This is Senator JPO signing off, late night edition of WPR Rebuttal. See you later.